Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that when somebody is out of fellowship with us because of sin, we must be ready to forgive them when they repent. Let's end the week with that thought. God already has forgiveness in his heart, but he doesn't extend it until you come to him in repentance. My friend, people have wronged you, or people have sinned, they've done the wrong thing. I'm not saying be unforgiving, I'm saying have forgiveness in your heart, but don't act like nothing happened. You wait till they come to you before you can actually extend the forgiveness and restore fellowship with them. I know people have a hard time with that, but folks, truth is truth, right is right, wrong is wrong. So always do God's will, God's way. Now, I've had three preachers, I'm not going to name their names because that's not important for this study, but I've had three preachers that I love, who I've actually had preach in my pulpit, that are three men that I now will not let back into the pulpit until such time they repent. One of those preachers is on doctrine alone. He turned to the contemporary. I can't have him back until he rejects that. The other has made false accusation and gone with the blended people, the world, and so forth. And so, I can't have him back. And there's a third one that is just wrong on salvation, the doctrine of salvation. He's changed. Can't have that one back. Now, I've had all those same three people want to come back. But I've let them know that there must be repentance without an excuse for it. But they won't. Now, if they do come back, I am responsible before God to forgive them. But I'm not going to compromise to have fellowship with them because I fear God more than I fear them. And I'm saying that to say that we've got to understand that if we begin to tolerate sin and unrighteousness and allow it in our church, our pulpits, our homes, our personal lives, then we are letting down our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the love is not what it's supposed to be that is in us, if we have it at all. Now, I still pray for those men. I love them. But true godly love is in his word, righteousness, and true holiness. And it must be that way. Just as a parent for a rebellious child must correct them, often with the spanking, before they can restore them and have the sweet fellowship they had before the problem. Now, remember the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. I think we have a good illustration of that right here. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. Now notice what he said. If your brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. That means you better have it in your heart already. He may repent at the time you're not ready for it. Okay, so have it in your heart already. Then he goes on to say, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Now, the next verse, the apostles give him this reply. I mean, these disciples are walking with him after he said this to him. They say, it says here, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Well, I can understand that. I mean, if 7 times in a day somebody comes and does something to me, I'd begin to wonder what's going on. And I probably think more than, oh, they just must be having a bad day. Okay, but I have a responsibility. If they come to me, and I'm not talking about in a sarcastic way, in a mocking way, but they come to me with a serious heart and mind to say, hey, I was wrong, forgive me. That's happened 7 times a day, even if it's the same thing 7 times in a day. I need to forgive them. I need to have that in my heart. See, it must be in your heart, even if it's 7 times a day, although I would begin to question it. That's not what God says to do, to question it. Now, if I have something in my heart from a wrong done unto me, or unto my wife, and then the mention, in a good sense, by others of that person ruins my day, or makes me upset and angry, then that person's become my master, not the Lord. That person's my master. And saying something good about somebody that's really wronged me and harmed me in some way or another, or my wife, then my friend, there's something wrong with me. As someone has said, the problem, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And that really is true for me then, in that case. However, I do have responsibility that somebody's wrongs like that to go to them. To go to them. Now, someone made some false accusations against my wife and how she had mistreated another. I went to the person and they just started off and I said, that's not true. That's not true. I was angry at first, but I kept it to myself. I didn't tell other people to begin with. I actually had to pray and say, Lord, I need to forgive them in my heart. So if they ask forgiveness, I can do it immediately and I can give it immediately. Now later I told a few friends about it and they laughed. They just laughed. It was kind of funny. Because all those friends that I'd told, and there's about 4 or 5 of them, but I'd told them about how this person said all these bad things about my wife, about how mean she was, and about how hardened she was and angry. And I got the same answer from all the people that knew her well. They said, Janice? Janice? They couldn't imagine her being that way. And so, after they said that, and it dawned on me, and I think the Lord helped me to see that, because I was sharing this with some people that I said, man, what do I do about this? Because this is what's happened, and I'd like to restore fellowship, but it's kind of hard. They just said, no, she's mean. But it was, after that, it was merely a thing of a laughing matter about it. And I still am hoping they'll make it right. I mean, I had one other meeting with them, and they admitted that some things weren't what they had led me to believe, but they weren't changing. Now, by the way, even though I want that relationship restored. And I can't right now because not only that, but some doctrinal issues as well. But what was a blessing out of that is that my wife's testimony to those who knew her not only knew it was wrong, it only made them laugh to think of it. Well, isn't that a good testimony to have? Now, I'm not trying to glorify my wife. That's not what it's about. I'm trying to say it ought to be that we each have a testimony so that if we got accused of, there's a person that has just got a short fuse, they're angry, they tell people off, and they just mistreat people, that when others heard it of them, they'd know that was wrong and they'd just have to laugh about it. Now, don't get me wrong about my wife. Yeah, it will seem like, well, she doesn't. She couldn't get mad at him, but she'd probably cry, you know, to step on the Nance, some people think. But let me tell you something. She would not cower. She would not allow an untruth to go and spread if she knows it affected, and you might say, if it was something that affected the church, or if those people confronted her, she'd tell them, well, they're wrong. But we don't need to talk about it if there are people that are gossiping about it and they come to her. But it is a good way to handle gossip. So somebody comes to you about someone and you really have never seen that in that person before. I didn't know they were like that. Then just say, hey, let's not talk about it. Especially if you don't know it's true or not true, and if everything that you've seen of the person says the opposite. You see, love for God gives you a godlike testimony as you seek to please Him. It affects your witness, especially to your brethren, but also to the world. Let's strive to have a testimony that maybe somebody that's a friend of someone that's mad at you will say some bad things. I believe they're friend. But in general, people say, no, that's not them. They're not like that. And, you know, I've heard people get accused of doing things. At first, I thought, oh, no. And then later, got to thinking, well, wait a minute, that's not them. And see, what I should have done even before when I thought, oh, no, is said to them, let me go to them and talk to them. You don't mind if I use your name, do you? You know what? That usually stops it. That usually stops it. 90% of the cases, if not 100%, is going to stop when they say something bad about someone. Say, oh, man, that's bad. You don't mind me going to them about that and using your name.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.